Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 18 members present this morning. Senators Adams and Sharp are excused from the call of the Senate today.
We have a quorum to do business. Would members please stand for the invocation by Pastor Wayne Coggins of the Cornerstone Family Ministries?
Our Heavenly Father, decisions, decisions, decisions. Lord, we have so many to make on so many fronts. Phrases like the bite of the line or the moment of truth or where the rubber meets the road all express those times in our lives when we simply must decide. For these senators, Lord, those decisions are frequent and are often made with an audience amid the high winds of differing opinions. So today, I ask that you would grant these men and women wisdom and courage to make the hard decisions and the peace of mind to live with them. Amen.
Senator Donnelly, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread upon the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 36th legislative day.
Senator Taylor?
Unanimous consent, the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Taylor?
One of my other people would come in. We have quite a large delegation visiting the Capitol today from Wrangell, and I wanted to also invite everyone to the Wrangell reception this evening down at Baranoff. But in the Miller Gallery directly behind me, I have Kathy Kirshner from Wrangell. She's waved.
Senator Phillips, speaking to the floor.
Okay. President, in the Ziegler Gallery, it gives me great pleasure to introduce members of the Yukon Legislative Assembly. And as you know, we have alternating years where our delegation would go to White Horse. This year, it's the Yukon's turn to come to Juneau to visit us. As I introduce you, please stand up. Dave Sloan, who's from White Horse, he's the Minister of Health and Social Services. Sue Edelman, who's an MLA from Riverdale South, which is in Whitehorse. Peter Jenkins, member for Klondike, Dawson City. Doug Livingston, MLA for Lake LaBarge, which is just outside of Whitehorse. Correct. Gary McRobb, from the Kalani area, the Haines Junction area. And Missy Fall, who's a deputy clerk of the Yukon Legislative Assembly. And that is it, right? Welcome to Juneau.
I
didn't miss it. That was it for the Yukon Legislative Assembly. Now, we also have a member from the Assembly from B.C., British Columbia, Bill Goodacre. And he was here about a month ago with three other members. And, Bill, we're going to be sending some members sometime in April down to Victoria. Anyway, Bill Goodacre.
Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. In Senator Ziegler's gallery, I'd like to introduce a constituent of mine who is a longtime swim coach here in Juneau. He's visiting today to watch the Rules Committee meeting. Mike Miller.
Right. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm also very honored to have a distinguished guest that, and I hope you're all blessed to have constituents like this that bring you fry bread and salmon strips and canned fish, and so I'm really honored to have Belen Cook, who is from Cordova. She's the past president of the Cordova Chamber of Commerce and is a commercial fisher on the Prince William Sound in the Ziegler Gallery. Help me welcome you.
Further guests? Seeing no further guests, that brings us down to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
There are no House messages.
Communications.
The following reports are on file. Boards, commissions, and licensing programs annual performance reports, fiscal year 97 from Department of Commerce and Economic Development, in accordance with AS-0801070. Alaska Labor Relations annual report, fiscal year 97, in accordance with AS-23-05-374. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
Health, Education, Social Services Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 14, establishing the Alaska Task Force on Parity for Mental Health, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute. Signed, repassed. Senator Wilkins, Chair, Senator Lehman. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Green, zero fiscal note. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 14 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 35, proposing an amendment to the Constitution relating to participation in an abortion, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute. Signed, DuPass, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senators Parnell and Miller. Senator Pierce, signed, no recommendation, fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 35 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 195 relating to common law liens. Signed, DuPass, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senator Miller. Signed, no recommendation, Senators Parnell and Pierce, zero fiscal note. Senate Bill Number 195 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 254 relating to levy, execution, garnishment, attachment, or other remedy for the collection of debts as applied to a permanent fund dividend. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute new title. Signed, DuPass, Senator Taylor, Chair. Signed, no recommendation. Senators Parnell, Miller, and Pierce, fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 254 has no further referral.
That has picked up the fiscal note, and therefore I will give a further referral to Finance.
Report dated February 11th. Dear Mr. President, in accordance with AS 2460-130, the Senate Judiciary Committee reviewed the following with regard to confirmation of the appointments of the Chief Justice, Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, Ed Granger, Anchorage. There were no, and Dennis E. Cook, Fairbanks. There were no state objections to the named individuals. However, this does not reflect any intent by any of the members to vote for or against the appointments during any further session. Signed, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senators Miller, Senator Pierce.
Mayor Taylor.
I'd move that Ed Granger be confirmed as a public member to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
Is there debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the body shall. Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to just make one brief comment. I didn't realize we would vote on him today, but I served with Ed Granger for several years in the first formation. He was one of the original members, and I think that he brings a much-needed balance to the overall committee, and like the other members of the committee, I think that he serves the committee and the state very well in that position. I certainly urge members to support his confirmation.
Further debate. Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall Ed Granger be confirmed as an appointment to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 18 yeas to 0 nays, Ed Granger has been appointed to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Senator Taylor.
I move that Dennis Cook be confirmed as the public member to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
Is there debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the body, shall Dennis Cook be confirmed as an appointment to the Legislative Committee on the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 18 yeas to 0 nays, Dennis Cook has been confirmed as an appointee to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 327 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to certain audits regarding oil and gas royalty and net profits and to audits regarding costs relating to exploration and Senate credits and oil and gas exploration licenses, providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 328 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to protection of victims of domestic violence and stalking, relating to the crimes of stalking and assault and crimes involving domestic violence relating to violation of a protective order, no contact order, and certain testing orders, relating to bail and conditions of release in cases involving certain stalkings, relating to search warrants, relating to authorized sentences and factors in aggravation and mitigation relating to conditions of probation and parole for convictions of certain crimes, relating to revocation of parole and amending Rules 32 and 38, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure.
Judiciary and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Brings to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate CS for House Bill 265 rules, an Act relating to pamphlets, publications, plans, and records of state agencies, and relating to reports to and from state agencies and the governor before the Senate in third reading on reconsideration. It was held from February 10.
Senator Taylor.
I move the Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute House Bill 265 rules be held on reconsideration in third reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, so ordered.
Citation, honoring John Paul, honoring the Mountain View Citizens Advisory Committee, honoring Harley Sundown, honoring Lisa Nolan, honoring Jesse Owens, in memoriam John Leonard, in memoriam William Minnick.
Senator Taylor.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor of Senate Resolution 1, Compensation of Holocaust Victims and Their Heirs.
Without objection, Senator, you will be shown as a co-sponsor. Further unfinished business. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call February 23rd.
Without objection, Senator, you are excused from the call. Senator Taylor.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent. I'll be shown as a co-sponsor on SJR 38. That's the Angola resolution.
Without objection, Senator, you are shown as the co-sponsor. Further unfinished business. Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I should make that motion also on SJR 38.
Without objection, Senator, you will be shown as the co-sponsor. Further unfinished business. Announcement. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, there will be a meeting of the Rules Committee immediately upon adjournment, and we will deal with House Bill 309 naming the Robert B. Atwood State Office Building in Anchorage, proposed committee substitute for HJR 29, and other assorted bills for calendaring.
Other announcements. Special orders. Senator Taylor.
We would ask unanimous consent the Senate stand adjournment until Wednesday, February 18 at 11 a.m.
Without objection, we are adjourned.